Revelation 2. The One Became the Many. In my second revelation, the scene was again in outer space, with unlimited blackness expanding in all directions, except that there was a small lit-up room off in the distance. I could see the room was about the size of a bedroom closet with its light on. I could also see that inside the room, there was a small young boy on the floor playing with some toys. Initially, I couldn't see his face because he was turned away from me. I could see the back of his head, which was full of curly brown hair, while he pushed one of the toys around on the floor. He was kneeling, as a child does, using his hands to play, when suddenly I became aware that I was looking at God. In the next moment, I felt a sudden sense of overwhelming sadness for God, the boy, because he looked so lonely playing in that room all by himself in the middle of space, with no one else. I felt so sorry for him. He was by himself with nothing but a few toys to play with, forever. It seemed so limiting and confining. Then, as I was having those thoughts and feelings about him being so lonely, he turned his head around and looked up at me with the most beautiful, beaming eyes and smile I had ever seen. I understood instantly what he wanted to tell me when he looked at me without any words spoken. The message was, "I'm not alone. I made you and everything else to play with forever. I'm not limited or bound as one being. I divided myself up into separate parts and pieces. Just as human children are part of their parents, we are all part of God. We are small, divided pieces of God, but mostly ignorant of that fact. We were designed and created to purposely forget so that we were given the ultimate gift, the gift of life, choice, free will, and individual creation here as humans. What an amazing gift God gave us, which in a larger sense, the spiritual part of ourselves gave us. God separated into many pieces in order to experience more. I cannot experience love without another, without you, meaning that someone else must be there for me to experience loving another. Imagine yourself in a box, in space, alone forever. Not a pleasant thought. Lonely, singular, boring, terrifying. What we all want is to be loved, right? Love doesn't happen in isolation. It takes two to tango. When God began in a state of one, God was a singular experience, just to be as one with itself. That is limited. But with God being unlimited, from the very start, creative life began, continues to evolve, and will always occur infinitely and creatively as it wills. We humans are part of the examples that God made things more entertaining for itself. In a way, we are God's toys, playing with itself. Given the gift of free will and choice, we are expressions of life, of God. All of life started from one singular presence. Then being intelligent, all-powerful, and infinite, that great spirit of one divided itself up in different parts that appeared as individuals. We cannot fully understand this while we are in the human condition, with our limited self-awareness, operating from the logical perspective of a separate experience as an ego. This illusion of being separate is reinforced throughout human life, with memories building a self and an ego from the time of birth. Ultimately, we are shaping and part of one greater spirit behind the scenes. We are spiritually one, but appear as many.